There was nothing to drink in her condo, and she desperately needed something. So she stopped at a liquor store on her way back from FBI headquarters. If the clerk thought there was anything strange about the beautiful brunette with piercing green eyes buying a bottle of scotch in the middle of the night, he did not show it. He did not mention the holster on her right hip, either, when she reached inside her trench coat for $2.20s. He just took her money, dropped the bottle in a brown paper bag, handed it to her, and turned his attention back to the television blaring behind the bulletproof partition. "Thanks," she mumbled, trying to be polite, though not really sure why. She did not get a response. The short drive back to her condo was lonely, most of the city dark at this late hour, the streetlights the only source of warmth. She pulled into her customary spot, walked to her door, and unlocked it, almost mechanically, her left hand clutching the neck of the bottle. The condo was just as lonely as her drive had been, the parking lot lights casting strange shadows across the living room as she crossed into the kitchen. There was not much sense in turning on any of the lights inside, she thought, her mind still lost in that week's events. With the same mechanical motion of the last 5 days, she reached into a cupboard and took out a glass tumbler. She dropped 2 ice cubes into the glass and poured herself a generous portion, tossing it down her throat with 2 quick gulps. Pouring herself another measure, she slowly swilled the scotch in the glass, letting it mix with the ice before she took a long drink, savoring the heat and smoke. She did not really want to get drunk, she thought to herself, absently spinning the scotch in her drink. But she did not really know what else to do. Everything that needed to be said had been said. Everything that needed to be done had been done over the past 5 days. There was no sense getting her team up in the middle of the night to work on... On what? What did she have for them to work on? Another sip and a slow shake of her head. The assassin they were tracking, that she was tracking, Omar Ben Iblis, was long gone. His operation to disrupt her investigation, to bring the investigative power of the FBI to its knees, had been a resounding success. 4 of her agents were dead, including her lover, murdered by one of their own. At least she had killed that traitorous son of a bitch. But did that really matter now? Would it ever matter? She finished the scotch in her glass and poured more. "Christ, Eve," she muttered, running a hand over her face. The entire fight with the traitor Baker suddenly flooded her mind, and she saw herself catching his gun hand, smashing his collarbone, and breaking his neck, all in a split second. Just as quickly, though, the scene was replaced by Nichols' broken body, crumpled in a heap where it fell, kicked to the ground by 2 of Baker's pistol rounds. It was the nightmare that consumed each night since that tragic evening. She saw herself sobbing, swearing, screaming that she should have done something, should have done anything to keep Baker from killing Nichols. But it did not matter. Not now. The tears came rushing again, despite her every effort to control them. She gripped the edge of the counter and sobbed, trying to take a breath to get control of herself. But every time she tried to stop, she saw his smile. She saw his body, and she was overcome. It was several minutes before she regained control of herself. With a final sniff, she wiped her nose on the back of her hand and poured herself another drink, adding 2 more ice cubes and swirling the scotch in the glass. She took a small sip and sniffed again, forcing her emotions back into the depths of her soul. Nichols was more than a lover. It was foolish to try and argue otherwise. Of course, there had been other lovers since the incident in college, if they could be called lovers. But she could not compare those episodes to the night she spent with Nichols. She trusted him, felt safe around him, and those were feelings she was only able to share with one other man. She took another drink, if only to stop the sobbing again. Nichols. Prost, she said, raising the scotch with a half-hearted smile. "Do you always toast the dead?"